hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Thursday, the 19th of June, 2008, and on today's broadcast, I have Reverend Ted Pike coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And before I do this, and we've added several new stations this week. We thank you so much for carrying this broadcast. And I am cautioning the owners and the managers of these radio stations. The moniker for the network is Because You Can Handle the Truth. And probably what they're going to get is maybe some complaints that we are, we're anti-Semitic. No, folks, we are not. I have a lot of good Jewish friends in New York with the NKUSA group. Look it up for yourself, nkusa.org. I've interviewed Rabbi David Yisroel Weiss on his program several times. Did a talk with him in Washington, D.C. I think that was about, that was last year. Folks, here it is. If I go after a Catholic priest because that Catholic priest is caught pedophiling your 8-year-old son, does that make me anti-Catholic? No, it does not. If I talk to you about somebody that is claiming to be a Semite, but is really practicing hoodoo, woodoo, whatever, does that make me an anti-Semite? Absolutely, it does not. So I want people to keep this in mind. And if there's any questions out there on any of this subject matter, you're more than welcome. And I would invite your calls if there is one shred of doubt in your mind. I would ask you to call this network at 800-724-2719. The subject matter we talk about on this program, I don't go into the Jew issue a whole lot here. The Jewish issue, and what I mean by that, I mean the Zionist, that is a political power base that was set up that has nothing to do with Judaism and has to do with secularism, and, well, Reverend Ted Pike can tell you more about that. But at any rate, there is a changing going on in this world. There are the good Jews out there that are casting off the false Jews that have been causing a lot of problems for a lot of people for a number of years, and they've had about enough of it. So it is almost a liberation, if you will, of the Jews out there that we cover the information that we do. And just keep this in mind, that I'm not going after the Pope. Some people do. Bill Maher just did recently, and let me see here. Who are these people here? Oh, the Media Research Center are just all over Bill Maher because he made reference to the Catholic Church, a pedophile organization. Well, folks, truth be known, and I've got books that are over 100 years old. The problem that the Catholic Church has had, and in my estimation, it always wasn't like this, is that at one point in time, they did allow their priests to marry. They had wives and they had children, and they could really give good advice on family problems and marital problems. But since they started this thing that, if you're a nun, you've got to remain chaste, and if you're a priest, you must remain the same way. That goes against human nature, and that also causes some problems. But at any rate, not the point of the broadcast here. Any questions about any subject matter that we cover on this network, we invite your calls live on air or call us at the network at 800-724-2719. There's my disclaimer. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
According to the annual report of the United Nations Development Program released Wednesday in Washington, the United States is in 13th place behind the Scandinavian nations, Germany, Canada, and France, in a new Human Freedom Index assessing 88 nations. A survey on human development progress in 58 countries put the United States behind Japan, Sweden, Iceland, Switzerland, Norway, and Canada. End quote. And why? There is something missing in the minds and lives of the Americans. We tell you about it at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, the follow-up there to the Media Research Center comment that I made, I got an alert from these people, from the executive vice president of the Media Research Center, that the fairness doctrine is an effort to silence much of conservative talk radio. Liberals in Congress are preventing the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that would ban the fairness doctrine forever from reaching the floor of the House for a vote. And I'll be covering this here in the very near future. these guys are just stuck in a paradigm that they can't get out of. And they said that I believe the very best way to protect Rush, Sean, Laura, Mark, and dozens of other conservative voices is to keep radio airwaves independent and free from government censorship. Well, yes, there's an idea. I can even tolerate Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh. Politicos that they are, but the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, that we keep jumping into that political paradigm that's separating one group of people. I'm not talking about the politicians. They're gonna run their banners, and they're gonna fly under the ass, or they're gonna fly under the elephant. It doesn't matter. But it's the trick that's been played on the American people to think in political terms. They give you the hot button issues, and then we're supposed to scratch each other's eyes out over it. In the meantime, they're running out the back door in Washington D.C. with all your money. Wrong. Well, let's all get back down. I mean, if I can hear supposed liberal people that are on MSNBC, no names mentioned here, but start to talk about the Constitution, my goodness, I think we're making some headway. Let's all start talking about the rule book, no matter what you're flying, the donkey or the elephant. Let's start getting back to the rule book and running this country that allowed us to maintain our freedom and liberty as given to us by, well, some would even argue this, the creator of the universe. They're in denial, and that's okay, and that's a river in Egypt as well, at any rate. But I'm waiting with bated breath to hear back from Doug Mills from Media Research Center, because they need to change their tune a little bit. We've got to be inclusive. Let's get everybody under the tent. Let's have a good old revival, and let's, you know, if they don't want to hear the Bible, that's fine. We'll just thump on the rule book called the Constitution, and that is the guidelines for the Constitutional Republic, not the greatest democracy on the face of the planet. So there's my commentary of the day. Let me do my Rush Limbaugh here real quick. Okay. And that's without the Oxycontin, folks. At any rate, I have... I'm so bad. I have the Reverend Ted Pike with me today. Hello, Reverend.
John, thanks for having me.
Did you like my commentary there?
Yes, I did. I agree wholeheartedly with you.
I am so tired of this political gamemanship. I mean, we've got the country here. They're looking at Barack Obama versus John McCain, and geez, I don't even think I can adequately use the lesser of two evils.
No. Well, it's a time when we absolutely have to preserve freedom of speech, not only on talk radio, but the Internet at large, because what we're seeing, I believe, is a real possibility of people, especially conservative Christian Republicans, becoming so disenchanted with traditional Reagan Republicanism and so on that they're going to start looking around for alternative strategies to hold back these great anti-Christian evils that are coming against the church. And I sent out an e-alert several days ago. I think you're wanting to deal with that today, in which I do say that thousands, literally thousands of evangelicals are now coming to our website, truthtellers.org, and shopping around for new ideas. They're receptive to what we have to say. We are friendly to evangelicals. We have an eschatology and a philosophy and ethics and so on that are really very compatible. And so this is a time when we have to keep speaking out, and we have to keep the venues of communication absolutely open.
I couldn't agree with that more, because the difference here is when you grind all this down and you have the base elements, what you have are people that are either going to see the value of the truth, or they're going to reject it because, well, they're in their own system and they're not going to consider anything else. And Ted, I've told people this before. Christians, I don't care if you're Southern Baptist, I don't care if you're whatever denomination, Methodist, it doesn't bother me in the least. Everybody is entitled through their own belief system to either go to heaven or go to hell. And I've just reminded people, because I don't take one side, I don't pit Catholics or Christians against this sect or that sect. I don't do that. What I just simply remind people of your doctrinal beliefs. If you are 100% and you're just locked in, well, then that is fine. If when the good Lord opens up the book of life, there's not going to be any lawyers there. I don't care how much money you had on this planet. The thing about this is, and the Egyptians tried it, just ask them how successful it was for them going to the afterlife with all their goodies. I just simply put it this way, Ted. The hearses don't have luggage racks. You don't get to take anything with you. Okay, so when the Book of Life is opened up, there's no intercessors, no high-powered attorneys. It's what did you do with what I gave you, and that's how you're to be judged.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I point out in this email that you were mentioning earlier is that just telling half the truth is not, the Christian conservative leaders tell a half truth. They say, well, the liberals. We always hear that the liberals are behind pornography, the liberals are behind the hate laws, liberals are behind this and that. Well, what that does is, you see, that half-truth creates a premise which is defective. It basically says to the people, folks, you go out and fight liberals. But the problem is that liberalism, especially since the New Deal, is so vast, so amorphous, so hard to pin down that people's idealism is basically squandered and lost. But if you tell people the whole truth, you give them a whole new premise. And basically what we're having to say today at Truth Tellers is that the whole truth is that there is a conspiracy coming out of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith against all Christian conservative values that we hold dearest here, moral values, political values, spiritual values. We are under full-scale assault.
Well, and wait a minute, Ted, let me interrupt you for a second. I didn't know politics had any moral basis or ethic basis to it.
Well, it certainly should, because all throughout the Old Testament we find the greatest prophets and spiritual leaders mixing religion with politics, and people like David were able to do it with great justice and righteousness and even great compassion and equity. So I believe that rightly utilized, rightly expressed political truths as they come down to us from our founding fathers come directly from the Bible. They come directly from the ethics of Christianity and the Old Testament. And it is not the system that corrupts us. It's a weakness within us when we go into these realms of activity, go into Congress or into elected office. It's our own weakness, our own willingness to speak half-truths instead of the whole truth that really undermines our character.
I could not agree with you more. Now, there's a couple of different issues I wanted to discuss with you today since we're on the subject here. Your alert that went out, U.S. government condemns unintentional anti-Semitism. And you wrote an article on this, and I would invite people to go to truthtellers.org and look at this and download it for yourself. The first paragraph in your story, you state, "Are you an unintentional anti-Semite?" The U.S. State Department's Office of Global Anti-Semitism warns not just of conscience, intentional anti-Semitism, but of another lurking form of potential bigotry, unintentional anti-Semitism. Now, there's a report here that you have highlighted. If you go to the Reverend's website, it's got the Contemporary Global Anti-Semitism, a report provided to the United States Congress. Ted, who was that provided by?
Well, that's provided by the Office of Global Anti-Semitism, which was set up, I believe it was in 2004, by the unanimous vote of Congress. And this, of course, is just one big ADL front. The ADL is the master statistics gatherer of so-called hate crimes information worldwide. They have presences in 55 nations of the world and are orchestrating a big hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe and so on. Anyway, they've moved into the U.S. State Department with the approval of Congress.
Wait a minute. Newsflash. You're telling me the ADL is now in the State Department?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. What happened to separation of church and state?
Well, they've been in the Justice Department, the FBI, and every local police precinct in America for decades. No, this is nothing new. You know, the ADL claims that the religious right is guilty of a violation of separation in church and state just because we want to influence our government. But here's ADL certainly mixing synagogue and state in a grandiose manner. And they're now pontificating out of the U.S. State Department with the full authority of the United States government that we have to beware now not just of conscious anti-Semitism, but unintentional or unconscious anti-Semitism.
And Ted, let me just have you digress here for a second, because when I have the opportunity, I just love to put this information out. Many people in this country believe, because it's been repeated so many times, that the separation of church and state. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that came about in this country, 1961, from a group of literally card-carrying communists within the, what was the organization's name, Ted?
You mean the ACLU?
Yeah, the American Civil Liberties Union. I don't know civil, I know constitutional. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
We are back. Reverend, what I said before the break, a lot of people do not know that. As I read the Constitution, it prevented the government from backing one religion or promoting one religion. People came to this country for religious freedom, if I remember correctly. And all of a sudden, well, in order to chill the Christian ethics, you know, the Ten Commandments, whatever, that the separation of church and state, that then became the mantra since 1961, and now everybody in this country believes that, oh, separation of church and state, that means that, well, should we take God off of our money?
Yes, it's all tremendously hypocritical, but the most hypocritical part of it is that, you see, the ACLU is predominantly a Jewish organization, the Anti-Defamation League, the Southern Poverty Law Center, People for the American Way, and Human Rights First, they're all Jewish organizations,
AIPAC.
But they have no restrictions upon them
right.
from lobbying massively, especially through AIPAC, in Congress, in the White House, getting a privileged position of leverage as the organizations, so-called civil liberties organizations, and back in the early 80s, Janet Reno told Bill Sessions, the head of the FBI, that he was to make a firm bond of communication and cooperation with ADL, And in 1990, the ADL was successful in passing its so-called Hate Crime Statistic Act. It's legislation which basically required the government to allow ADL to provide educational materials, seminars, videos, etc., for the Justice Department, the FBI, and every local police precinct in America. So ADL, you see, mixing synagogue with state, is basically in the driver's seat of hate crimes enforcement in the United States.
Just ask the people in Canada how they're enjoying that. Now,
yes.
This is so bad, and I want to read the second paragraph of your email alert. According to our government, this consists of criticisms of Israel, which, though true, might be manipulated by others to Israel's detriment. To avoid assisting Israel's enemies, the State Department recommends that every comment about Israel, including its leaders and military, first be scrutinized for whether it could put Israel in a bad light. If so, it shouldn't be said. Only then can we consider ourselves both consciously and unconsciously free from anti-Semitism. So who do we go to? The czar of Semitism or anti-Semitism here at the State Department?
Well, Greg Rickman is a kind of an ADL clone who's the head of the Department of Anti-Semitism, obviously a Jewish ADL type. But the question is, what if we defy this? What if we say to the State Department now, no, we're going to put out information that's absolutely true, and even if it is manipulated by so-called anti-Semites to Israel's detriment, what is the government going to do about it? Well, according to this criteria that the ADL, Department of Anti-Semitism, is laying down, if you support and if you provide propaganda and grist for the mill for anti-Semites who use it against Israel, then you are, by definition, an anti-Semite as well. So basically, they're casting a pretty wide net here. They're saying anyone who has even the slightest reservation in the back of their mind that the latest truth they have about Israel, its leaders, its military, its behavior in the West Bank or whatever, if we allow those facts to go out with the possibility that Israel's enemies will use it against them, then we become accomplices in the actions of anti-Semites. In other words, we become anti-Semitic as well.
Ted, I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions here, quick response. I, as a radio talk show host, if I talk about the roots of socialism and communism, what are the roots of socialism and communism?
Socialism and communism is the result of Jewish, liberal Jewish Marxist activism, largely breaking out around the turn of the century in Russia, culminating in the Bolshevik Revolution. This is massively documented. No intelligent scholar or historian would doubt that the Jews, basically, originating with a huge capital coming from, let's say, Kuhn and Loeb in New York, Jacob Schiff and the Warburgs in Germany, the Rothschilds in England, made communism possible, and after the success in Russia, then it spread to the United States, where massive numbers of Jews entered the New Deal and brought socialism to America.
And I on the History Channel 2 days ago, it was a full 2-hour presentation on Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yes.
But I'm here to tell you, folks, shock of all shocks, a lot of people think that you know, Mr. Roosevelt was such a neat, nifty guy. Well, and literally, I mean, we're talking about government control of labor, government control of transportation. All the finer points of the Communist Manifesto was enacted by this guy. And even Roosevelt himself, during a film presentation that was, and again, this went through the movie theaters at the time. Radio was just coming into its own at that time, full strength, but these trailers could be seen in movie theaters where he rebuffed those that would call him a communist or a socialist or a fascist. But that's exactly the principles that he was adhering to. But he was the savior of, part of the solution for the Depression. When we get back, I want to ask you one more question here, Ted, and then we'll move on to the subject matters at hand. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Ted, you kind of tipped my scales there a little bit, because my next question was going to be, now let's go back in history past here. A couple thousand years ago in Rome, there was a guy, what was his name? It was out of the Holly Bible thing. Oh, that's right, Jesus Christ, that turned the tables over of the money changers. How long after he did that was he hung on the cross?
Well, that would be close to 3 years, nearly 3 years.
And you did it, you said it before. You mentioned some of the infamous names in banking, the Schiffs and the Warburgs. Where did this international cabal of, and I call them the international bankster gangsters, where and what is the root of that, if you please, sir?
Well, the Jews, for many centuries, have been moneylenders in commerce and so on, because that was one of the few professions which they were allowed during the Middle Ages. And unfortunately, time and time again, they brought the Gentile populace as well as the kings and rulers into their grip with such vicious rates of usury and so on that many nations used that as a pretext to expel them. Actually, the rise of the big money moguls of Jewry began with Meyer, Amschel, Rothschild in Frankfurt on the Main, back in the late 18th century in Germany, in Frankfurt. And Meyer Amschel Rothschild, his original name was Meyer Amschel. He changed it to Rothschild, which means red shield. And he and his sons proceeded to set up at first a coin exchange business, which grew and grew until they were controlling the stock markets, the bourses of all of the countries of Europe. And after the Battle of Waterloo, most people are familiar with how Nathan Rothschild, his son in London, was able to basically deceive the British financial public and seize control over most of the Bank of England. But the in Germany, in France, in England, and in America, this became basically the basis of what eventually was the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, a Jewish control of the money-making and financial institutions of the Western Hemisphere.
So if I'm reading this correctly then, and I think the Bible speaks of the New World Order, the global control, and we see the main stage players here, the constructors, if you will, of this global alliance. They like to give it kind of a euphemistic name of sorts, but the New World Order would do for right now. And this is control to bring us under a totally socialized or socialistic form of government worldwide. Who would you say, Ted, just stab at it and take a guess, who would you say the architects of the New World Order really is?
Well, B'nai B'rith International is basically the eye of this octopus. They are a Jewish activist organization. They're a minority of Jews. ADL, B'nai B'rith, have the Anti-Defamation League is an emanation out of B'nai B'rith. It was founded in 1913 combat so-called anti-Semitism here in the United States. But B'nai B'rith is basically the umbrella organization with many Jewish radical organizations worldwide under it. B'nai B'rith has attempts to put on a good front. You know, they have summer camps for Jewish youth and so on. But especially in Canada, B'nai B'rith is very active, certainly in pioneering passage of the Canadian federal hate crimes law in 1971. The northern branches of ADL, B'nai B'rith, which is the Canadian Jewish Congress and B'nai B'rith Canada, lobbied for some 10 years before they were able to persuade Ottawa to enact this hate crimes law in Canada, which is now, you may be aware that just a week or so ago, Reverend Stephen Boystin in Canada was found guilty of the hate crime of speaking against homosexuality, and this is one of the most outsized and egregious hate crimes abuses against Christians which has ever occurred under Section 319 of the federal hate crimes law in Canada.
So, geez. Now, Ted, would you call these people that we have been describing here, the roots of communism, socialism, the roots of world banking, the control, and the socialistic, and call it fascism, socialism, communism, it's an interesting mix. It's sometimes hard to separate them. But if we take a look at and I call it the unholy trio, we have now the secular governments, the corporations which have been birthed by the bankers. They basically own them. So we got the banks, we got the corporations, we got the government, all hand in hand. But that's not good enough in the respective countries. What we've got to do is reach out over international borders to bring them all under the same umbrella for control or commerce or banking, one world currency, whatever the case may be. Ted, I might be having an off day here, but it seems to me that we have a group of people out there that I wouldn't really consider to be Jewish in nature, although they are of Jewish stock. But I would not call these a conservative or a Torah-believing Jew, would you?
Well, we have to be very clear what we mean when we say a Torah-believing Jew. The fact of the matter is that modern Judaism today does not hold the Old Testament in very high regard. Now, the Old Testament, the five books of the law, which is the Pentateuch, the judges, the prophets, and so on. That's all called the Torah. But what modern Judaism says is that this Torah is ever expanding, ever continuing, and now embraces the Babylonian Talmud, which is which are the teachings of the Pharisees, which Jesus so bitterly rebuked. Now, the truth of the matter is that modern Jews, reform on the left, you're conservative in the middle, you're orthodox or ultra-orthodox on the right, they all revere the Babylonian Talmud much more than they do the Old Testament. So it's kind of a myth that there are Christ-rejecting Jews around that hold the Bible or the Old Testament to their bosoms and believe it and reject what the Pharisees taught.
But okay, Ted, but why should I care if the Muslims, they subscribe to Muhammad, the Jews that are still waiting for their Messiah, the Christians have Jesus, why do I care what these people have or what they're waiting for or anything else? Why is this such a big deal? Because I don't go out there and I don't beat people amongst the head and shoulders with fervor, because they're of a certain religious sect or belief. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'm quite content to let people go to hell of their own accord if their belief system is a little cockeyed. But what is the great fear here about Christianity and the principle?
Well, you see, thousands of years ago, the Old Testament prophets prophesied that someday a Messiah would come. And, of course, we interpret that as the Messiah, Jesus Christ, coming not only in his first advent 2,000 years ago, but he made it very clear that he will come again someday after very great spiritual apostasy and decline and confusion. He will return again. Well, these Old Testament prophecies were appropriated by the scribes and Pharisees during the period of the Babylonian captivity in the centuries before Christ's coming 2,000 years ago. And they said, we can appropriate these promises of a Messiah. We can reject the true Messiah, Jesus Christ, but someday we will be able to make a Messiah. We will acquire such power and control over the nations that we can appoint a Messiah to rule over us and have sovereignty over the nations and so on. And so very, very deep in the teachings of Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox Judaism, that is Talmudic Judaism, is this idea that there's a bright, very bright future ahead for all Jews who will basically stay in the boat and not become Christians because world dominion, world conquest awaits them, and they will have fabulous riches and power over the Goyim and the Gentiles. Now, the problem is that there are huge obstacles to the realization of that dream. Number one, Christianity. They tried to extirpate Christianity in the first century. They were unsuccessful. Christianity has flooded out over the whole world to become basically a very great competitor or a great obstacle to that dream. Number two, international laissez-faire capitalism stands in the way of them basically taking over the money and the commerce of the nations. And so what they basically did in a nutshell is these rabbis and their ideologues like Karl Marx, Moses Hess, etc., they invented socialism or communist movements which were dedicated to breaking down the power of an independence of capitalism and Christianity. That's why true communism is both anti-capitalist, anti-Christianity, and only when those two great barriers are broken down will they have a green light to go ahead with their new Judaic one-world order.
Now, Ted, I do this, and I take great relish in doing this. If I can find Manny, give me my pocket constitution, would you? There's a couple hundred sitting of it in the get Julie to get me one. And folks, I'll tell you what, there has been a move politically. I remember years and years and years and years ago, I remember John F. Kennedy, I remember the Bay of Pigs fiasco, I can remember Nikita Khrushchev actually being queried by a reporter and asking him, because, folks, you can still check your voting booths. When you go into your voting booths, you can still see, you can vote for people on the Communist Party ticket here in America, okay? And when this enterprising individual that from the press that asked Mr. Khrushchev about communists inside the United States, he mockingly pursed his lips, held his index finger up to his lips as to say, shush. He says, here, we don't call them communists. We call them liberals. Now, Ted, I'm a little amazed here that we see people still parroting and carrying the water, the Marxist ideas, whatever. I am still fascinated that we have on our television sets, we can look at the right, which is represented by somebody like Sean Hannity, which is nothing but a neocon. And then we can look to the left with Alan Combs, which I hate to admit this, sometimes he makes even more sense than Sean Hannity does. But at any rate, you know, and here's the left or the liberal view of this. Now, I was going back to my FDR statement. By the way, it wasn't Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It was Rosenvelt. Now, a lot of people are shocked when they hear that. But what better man to bring in communism and socialism, redistribution of wealth, the antithesis, by the way, under the guise of the bankers that just had a few problems, which took over this private monopoly on money for profit in this country back in 1913. All of a sudden, you know, 20-some years later, we have a little problem here. What better way than to let a communist lead the pack?
Yes.
Now, during this time, And let me just read the finer points here of the Communist Manifesto. I'll give you the first 10 planks, so to speak. Abolition of private property. How many attacks have we seen on that? Heavy progressive income taxes. Anybody familiar with the IRS? I'm sure that they are. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. They monkey around with that from time to time. Confiscation of all property of immigrants and rebels. If you rebel against the Internal Revenue Service, guess what? Your property gets confiscated. I say no more. Central banking. Government control of communications and transportation. Check your DOT, ladies and gentlemen, Department of Transportation. Ask if your airlines are mandated by the FCC, or I'm sorry, the FAA. Is your local, and I'm watching, a big brown truck, a UPS truck, drive down the street right now. Check it. It's got a DOT on there. All right. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Well, they're letting the corporations take over that. And again, folks, that's the invention of the bankers. You think of them as, well, they're the stepchildren, and the bankers are their mommies and daddies. Government control of labor. Look what Franklin Delano did during the 30s. Corporate farms, regional planning. Thank you, Tricky Dick, for bringing in the regional planning on that. And also government control of education. Ted, I just read the first 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto to you.
Yes. Well, you know, the Jewish encyclopedias are very, very frank in saying that the New Deal was a tremendous boon for socialism, for Jews who flooded in to the New Deal. In fact, it was pejoratively called the Jew Deal. And the fact is that FDR said that some of his best friends were communists. The same goes for Eleanor. One of her best and closest friends.
Well, let's not pick on Eleanor, because she was probably one of the first lesbians that was ever in the White House. Hillary was another one of them, but it's okay.
But she was surrounded by Jews, Jewish communists, and she poo-pooed it. She said they were idealists and so on, but there was a real movement of Jews basically coming from Eastern Europe. They and their children flooded into the FDR administration and basically created liberalism for America until the time of Ronald Reagan. You know, what's interesting about that is that in times of tremendous economic chaos, as we saw in 1929, the effect was for the American people to give over their rights and their sovereignty and so on to Big Brother, to the federal government. And there was a minimization of any kind of concern for states' rights or personal rights and so on. The main thing was economic security. And I think we could prophesy that if if the oil prices continue to go up and stock market goes down, et cetera, and we ultimately come into another Great Depression, a global depression, there will probably be a similar tendency not only for Jews to rise to an international governing body, tantamount to the FDR administration, but for people to also be very quick to give over even more rights to an international monetary economic board, which will be promising to take care of the woes of the world, as FDR promised to do that for the United States of America.
Oh, I'm going to trust the international bankers and their member banks, the Federal Reserve in this country, that has never been audited, and they dare not be audited. They've never paid one thin dime in taxes, but they've managed to kill our dollar. It's only worth about 2 cents right now. Yeah, I want to trust my local banker. We'll be right back.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
All right, we are back here. Let me, Ted, can you spend a little time in the next hour with us?
Sure.
Okay. The Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. What has been told to us in order to protect ourselves against terrorism, you know, it's worldwide, it's going to eat our lunch here. But this, folks, always ends up in a police state. This is called preventative justice. What did the Congress just do here with George Bush for his preventative terrorism, the war on terrorism that's going to go on 100 years. Well, control is the key concept. Now, you've heard this one before, folks, and I'm going to repeat it again because the truth is not often repeated enough. The lie ad nauseum, but the truth not often enough. Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Do you think your government is afraid of you at all? Now, politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. And there's another communist phrase, but well, for a lack of another term here for the time being. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. Now, they believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. This theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. Now, this adds another control. Control's real name is bondage. The logical conclusion would be, well, if giving up some rights produces a better society, then giving up all your rights, we could produce a perfect society. We could chain everybody to a tree for a lack of trust. Now, this may prevent crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation for dignity. Rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up the wrongs. The opposite of control is not chaos. More laws do not make less criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. And William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, and by the way, folks, there is the birth mother of our Constitution, Magna Carta kind of thing. You don't know it? Read up on it. Please educate yourself. He once claimed that necessity is the plea for every infringement of human liberty. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Now, Ted, we are in a police state here. Evidence what has happened during Katrina, during these floods. The stories are abounding here how little hit teams here have gone in, and the checkpoints stroke the frustration among flood victims. Government strike teams invade homes, harass flood victims. And this is all out of the concern for you. Whether we must control, we must control. Look, if I'm sitting on some high ground and everybody else is flooded out, and I've got sump pumps, I've got a generator, I've got plenty of fresh water, food, I can sit there and watch my DVDs of reruns of I Love Lucy, what do I need to be thrown out of my house for? I could be there to maybe even rend assistance to other people that might be in trouble around me. But the key to this thing, ladies and gentlemen, in any police state, is control, 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 because you sheep out there don't know what's good for you. And we're from the government, and we're here to help you. We'll come back on the other side, top of the hour break here for the National Intel Report. Very glad to have the Reverend Ted Pike on. We'll field some phone calls. He can always spend a little bit more time with us. We've got some other subject matter to go over here. The Amalekites, some people beating some Palestinians with baseball bats, and I'm sure just for their own good. We'll be right back. Gold has been.